Okay. Today's daf is daf chaf hei. We just ended yesterday's daf by noting that we got into the sugya of nidrei havai, and we said that a person who says I make an eder that I saw 600,000 people, we say that's an exaggerated eder, even though he might mean ants. He might have seen an ant hill and had in mind he called them oli regalim. Still, when people swear, they swear adaita didan. They don't swear based on their own language. They swear based on our language. So just one ha'ara. I did not get a chance to mention it yesterday, and that is the there's a Yerushalmi on the Mishnah, where the Yerushalmi says, "Amor isi b'derech hazek ka'oli Mitzrayim." The Yerushalmi says, "Beri'iya achas," at one time, he had to see 600,000, and that was impossible. So that's why we think it's derech havai. The Taz in Yeridei and Reish Lamed Beis on this halacha in Shulchan Aruch says, "But what do you mean? If you look at Hilchos Brachos, we make a bracha when we see 600,000 Jews. Baruch Hacham Arazim." Baruch Hacham Arazim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives das, and so it's the wisdom that every single Jew is a little different, that thinks a little differently. So you see that you can see 600,000 Jews at one time because you say a bracha. So the Taz says it must be that for a bracha you don't need them to be Beriya Achas. You can see them, you know, you look down this street, look down that street, then you see 600,000, and in that way you'll be able to make the bracha. But here the assumption is that the Yerushalmi, thank you very much, Beriya Achas, and therefore that's why it is called a neder havai. Okay, says the Gemara now, second line on top. So again, we just said that a person doesn't swear based on their own language. They swear based on our language, based on das of Rov Bnei Adam. So says the Gemara, is that true? V'yaldaita d'nafshei lo avit inish t'mishtava. A person does not swear based on their own language, based on their own das. V'hatanya, the Braisa says, k'shehein mashbiyin oso. When Bezdin is Mashbiya, a person, Omrim Lo, Bezdin says to him, they do Iyum. Right? So Bezdin scares them. Bezdin wants to make sure that they're telling the truth. So Bezdin says, Haviyodeya, you should know, Shelo al Tnai Shebelibcha Anu Mashbiyin. We are not being Mashbiyahu based on what's in your heart. Anu Mashbiyin Oscha. Ella al Daitenu vi al Das Bezdin. Or on the side of it, as in the Girsa Das Hamakom. But we are making you swear based on our das, based on Hashem's das, based on the Bezdin's das. So that's the language of the scaring tactic. La'afukemai. So what is this being excluding? What is this excluding? We say that we are doing this based on our das, not based on your das. So lav la'afuke, isn't this coming to exclude a case where a person makes up their own language? Lav la'afuke da'asik lahu le'iskunderi. Where a person took little wood chips, va'asik lahun shma zuze, and called them money. This is my money. He had wood chips. He calls them money, and that's what he gave to the malva. So when he says, "Oh, I paid already. I paid money already." So what do you mean? I paid money. I gave him the wood chips. So in his mind, he paid. And that's exactly what Bezdin says. We are causing you to take a shvua, not based on what you think, but based on our language. Umidakamar al daitenu. And since specifically here, Bezdin says that we are making you swear based on our das, michlal to avit inish to mishtava daitet anafshe. So you see, in general, though, people could swear based on their own das. Because here, Bezdin goes out of their way to say, don't swear based on your das. Mashman, in a regular case, a person could swear based on their own das. So isn't that a raya against what we just said earlier? Again, we brought up the case with the Oli Mitzrayim and the ants. So isn't this a raya that a person does swear based on their own das? So the Gemara says no. Lo la'afuki mikanya derava. No, really, what Bezdin is just excluding, not a case where a person makes up their own language, but a case where a person tries to use a trick that is inappropriate. He tries to use a trick. What kind of trick? From the case of the cane of Rava. Why is it called the cane of Rava? We're going to see it wasn't Rava's cane. But we'll see in a minute. Let's do the whole story, and then there's a number of things to talk about. It's the Cain of Rava story. Yehu gaver davi masik b'chavrei zuzei, Reuven owed Shimon money, also the gami de Rava, and they came in front of Rava. Amar leilo lova zil parali. And in front of Rava, the Malva says to the lova, pay me. Amar lei praticha, I paid you already. Then I pay you pashtus of the Gemara, I paid you, he's kofar by kol. That's the pashtus of the Gemara. Okay, we'll get back to that. He denies everything. Amale Rava, Imkein Zilish Tabale de Parate. You paid already? Swear to him that you paid. What kind of shvu is that? Right, we know there are three kinds of shvuas. There's three kinds of shvuas daraisas. Shvua modbe mixas, if you mid half, shvuas ashomrim, right, if something happened to the shomer, and shvuas eid echad. Those are the three times. One eid echad says yachayv shvua. So what kind of shvua is this? Again, we'll talk about it soon. So Rava says to the lovet, you said that you paid, swear to it. So meanwhile, icy va icy kanya, he says, Rava, I need a couple minutes. So he goes outside, maybe he needs a day. He goes outside, gathers his thoughts. V'yav zuzei begavei, so he goes and takes a cane, and he stuffs the money, his coins, into the cane. Into the inside of the cane. V'havi mistamech v'azlan, he comes back into Beis Din, leaning on his walker, leaning on his cane. V'asi alei lebedina, and he comes into Beis Din. Amar le malveh, and he says to the malveh, Nokan akanya biyadav, can you hold this please for a minute? Can you hold my cane for a minute please? So the Malva says, okay, I'll hold it for you. Nasav Sefer Torah. So then the Lova takes the Sefer Torah. Vishtava de Pare. And he says, I swear that I paid. Koma dahavi lebiyade. Whatever I owe him is in his hands. I paid already. What happened? Hahu Malva Ragaz. Biyade Hahu Malva. Ragaz. The Malva gets very angry. Vitavi lukanya. He gets angry and he takes the cane and he breaks it in half. Lo and behold. And it comes out that all the money falls out, and everybody sees, oh, the Lova did swear truthfully because you see that the Malva had the money. Period. End of story. So what is this whole story here for? So it says the Gemara, that's what's being excluded. Nothing to do with people's own language, which has to do with our issue. It just has to do with the case that Bezin's saying, don't have any tricks here. We don't want any tricks. And that's what they are excluding. So just because you know that you're telling the truth based on some technicality, don't think that that's going to help you for your shvu. Okay. Couple of points. First of all, Aben Yehoyada. Says the Ben Ishchai. Why is it called Rava's cane? It wasn't Rava's cane. It was the Malvis. It was the Lovis cane. So why is it called Rava's cane? No, he gets the credit. It's the story of the cane with Rava. So says the Ben Yehoyada. He says, no. He says, it's similar to what we had in Mesechus Beitza. Paraso Sharblaza Ben Azariah Hayayotze Beretzua Shemed Karneha Shlo Beretzun Chacham. Remember this case? The cow, the Mishnah says that the cow of Blaza Ben Azariah used to go out on Shabbos with an extra collar, so to speak, on its head. So where it says, without an Erev. Blaza Ben Azariah's cow did that? So the Gemara says, no, it wasn't his cow. Come on, we have to give him some more credit. But his neighbor did it, and he didn't protest. And because there was an Avera done in his vicinity, and he didn't protest, it's called the cow of Elazar ben Azariah. That's what the Gemara says in Maseches Beitza. Says the Ben Yehoyada, it's similar here. He says, V'kan yishkan kushi al misanya d'Rava. Here too, we have a kasha on Rava. Deichlo hirgish bar muscle shozai kodem shenishpa. How could Rava figure this out? There was a guy in Beis Din. Rava tells him to swear. He says, okay, 1 minute. He goes out. He probably comes back the next morning. All of a sudden, he's on a cane. All of a sudden, he's walking on a cane. He didn't have a cane yesterday. Rava, think about what's going on here. And then what happens? He tells the Malva, please hold this. Put it down on the floor. What are you giving him to the Malva for? Something fishy is going on here. V'kivin shirash ha'evi kaneh de'eno bar samcha lismo chalav havali lahargish. And if Rava would have focused a little more, says the Ben Yehoyada said it, so therefore he should have realized, therefore, just like Rav Elazar ben Azariah was somewhat faulted, and therefore they called it Parasa Rav Elazar ben Azariah, so dear Rava, I say he didn't have a cane beforehand, he comes in, he gives the cane to the Malve, it was obviously a trick, so therefore, says the Ben Yehoyada, that's why it is called the Cane of Rava. He just ends off with a suffix. Interesting halachic issue. Again, maybe we'll talk about this a little later. He says, what happens if this happens? Again, the Lovet comes, he hides the money in the cane, he gives it to the Malva, and he says, I swear that the Malva has everything that I owe him. And then the Malva, instead of getting angry and breaking the cane, they're next to a river. And he takes the cane and he throws it in the water. He says, I can't believe this. Throws it in the water. What's the halacha in that case? And then the Lovet says, you know what though? I hid the money in the cane. Is the Malva chayef for the cane? Is it considered as if he paid back? So he just has that suffix. Maybe we'll talk about that a little more in a minute. But that's the Beth Ben Yonah's Ha'ara, why it's called the Cain of Rava, and the Suffolk. Point number one. Point number two, there are 3 points on this story. Point number two, so what happened here? The Lova says, I paid. So the Rava says, swear. What kind of shvuah are we talking about here? What kind of shvuah? As we mentioned, there are only 3 shvuahs to Oraisa, Moda b'miksas, 8 echad shvuahs ha'shomrim, and they are all nishva v'niftar. You swear and you're putter. So this is also a nishva v'niftar. He's saying, I swear and I'm putter. Rav is saying, swear and be putter. So is this a shua? This is shua, but this isn't one of the big 3. So says Rabbeinu Tam, this is an example of a shvuas hesis. A shvuas hesis is a derabanan shvua, which is also a nishva v'niftar. Almost all shvuas are shvuas. All shvuas derabanan are nishva v'notel. Right? I swear and I take. If I'm not sure, if I say that you paid me back, you didn't pay me back. I'm a worker. I could swear and I could take money. But there is one shvua derabanan that is nishba v'niftar, and that's a shvua's hesis. If you look at the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Toin v'Nitan, the Rambam has a nice summary of all shvuas. Says the Rambam in Toin v'Nitan, Ein lecha b'choyev shvua min haTorah chutz b'shlosha. 3 shvua daraisis. Misha hodeh b'miksas b'metaltalin. Number 1, modeh b'miksas. Number 2, misha chivo eid echad. An eid echad says, I owe Ruvain money. So if 2 eidim say it, I have to pay. If 1 eid says, then I don't have to pay. V'hashomer, those are the 3 shvuah daraisas. Aval kol ha'nishba'in v'notlin, all nishba v'notels, where you take it, like a worker, like somebody who was stolen from, all these other cases, those are midivrei sofrim. Those are midrabanan nishba'in v'takanis chachamim. Fine. Then the Rambam adds, in the next halacha, what if somebody is kofer bakol? I come to you and say, you owe me $100. And you say, what are you talking about? You know what the halacha is? You have to swear. You have to swear shvuas hesis. Where does that come from? That comes from the Gemara. It's not exactly a daraisa. It's just the niftar, but it's not exactly a daraisa. That is shvuas hesis. So says this Gemara is a shvuas hesis. Say the Rishonim. But what do you see from this Gemara? Oh, says Rabbeinu Tam, you know what you see from this Gemara? That even a Shavuos Heses, even though it's a Shavuos Derabanan, you have Nikitas Chayfetz. You hold a Sefer Torah. Look what happened here. He's holding a Sefer Torah. Haraya, says Rabbeinu Tam, that Shavuos Heses holds a Sefer Torah. That is what the Rabbeinu Tam says. The Gaonim and the Rambam and the Ran all argue. They say, Shavuos Heses? That's a low-level Shavua. What's a Shavua? There's no Raya. I come to you and say, you owe me $100. You have to hold this Sefer Torah and swear. It's a daraisa shvuah. No, shvuah hesis doesn't need a nikita shefes. You don't have to hold the Sefer Torah. So what do you do? So what about here? What about here? 2 answers. Number 1, the Ran says it's really modeh b'miksas here. Gemara just doesn't explicate it. The Ran says it's modeh b'miksas. K'shem hashmiras so modeh b'miksas. It's not the pashtus. Doesn't say that. The Ran just said the Gemara didn't go into the details. We're not learning hilchas shvuas now. We're learning hilchas sedarim. So that's number 1, modeh b'miksas. The Ritva, though, I found last night. I didn't realize that there is a Ritva Mosad Rav Kook on Adarim. It's not just in the back. So if you want to, if you have the one with the notes, says the Ritva, and the Meiri also says it here. No, you know what the case is? The guy walked into Bezdin. Nobody told him to hold the Sefer Torah. He did it himself. You don't have to hold the Sefer Torah. He walked into Bezdin. He gave his cane to his friend, and he took the Sefer Torah. But he wasn't mechuyev. That was part of his trick. He wanted to hold the Sefer Torah, so it looked like he had a reason to give the cane to his friend. But lav dafka, that a hesis, requires you to hold a Sefer Torah. So it's a major machlokas rishonim. Does a shvuas hesis require a Sefer Torah? What's the bir hadavar? What's the nekudas machlokas? So again, this is a major issue in the rishonim already, but the achronim flesh it out. Why do we take a shvuas hesis? If I come into court and I say, you owe me $100. So why do you have to take a shvuah? Shvuas hesis, nishba v'niftar. Is there really a grounds of a suffik? Do we really? Is there something, a chazak in the Gemara? A person doesn't claim anything unless he has some kind of basis. I'm going to go over to you out of the blue and say, you owe me $100. People don't do that. So if a person does that, you know, there's something there that maybe there's a shemitz of a truth there. He doesn't have proof. Doesn't have proof, so really midaraisa, you're putter. But maybe a shvuas hesis is based on a leidas hasafik. There is a doubt there, and there you have to defend yourself. Or do you say that no, that Hesis, there is no reason for us to believe that you owe him anything. But you know what? Make him feel good. Make him feel good, as the Gemara says, L'hafis daito shabalabayis. Make him feel good. You know, you're doing it for him, so make him feel good. Not because you really there is any kind of suffix. There are many issues related to this. We'll just mention two. Number one, there's a concept called mefech shvua. The Rambam says in Hilchos Toi Minitan Alevav. Let's say I'm chayav shvua. Can I say, I don't want to swear, you swear? For no reason. Am I allowed to say, you swear, not me, I'm not interested in swearing? So you allowed to do that? If somebody's chayav shvua, says the Rambam, only by heses. You can't do it by any other chayav shvua, only by shvua's heses. Kol mechuyav shvua's heses, im ratza lafok shvua al taveya, hari taveya nishma heses. You swear. Other Rishonim say it doesn't work. What's the bir hadavar? Again, according to the Rambam, why can you do it? Because maybe the Rambam holds the whole shvua is because of him, to make you feel good. You want to feel good, so you swear. I'm not swearing. I have nothing to prove. I have nothing to defend, really. But if you say that, no, that there is some type of leidas ha-safek here, so then maybe shvua's heses would be like other shvua's. There is a serious safek, and therefore he has to swear. He can't throw it on to his friend. Number one. Number two, there's a safek in the Rishonim. What if the Toveya doesn't ask for a shvua's heses? Does Besdin make him take a shvua's heses by himself? What's called ta'aninan. Are we towing for the baldavar? Are we towing if the Balabayas doesn't say anything? So the Meiri in Maseches Shvuos has this suffix. So again, the issue is, as explained by the Achronim, if you say there's a real suffix here, and a person wouldn't claim unless there's something that's owed to them, so then maybe Besdin would be towing it, even if the guy isn't towing it, because there's a suffix here. Mashiachin, if it's just to make him feel good, the Toveya, so if he doesn't say anything, Besdin's not going to get involved. Besdin's not going to make him swear. So again, there are many issues, but this could be another one. Machlokas Rishonim. Do you have to hold the Torah when you take a Shvuas Heses? So, according to the Rambam and the Gaon and others, no, because this isn't a strong Shvuah. Love is Daito Shabbat Labayas. It's just to make it feel good. Rambam Lushitaso. That's why the Rambam says you can throw the Shvuah on the other guy, on the Toveya. Mashienke, Rabbeinu Tam, by the way, is quoted in Shvuas, on Daf Chavtes, in the Ritva. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, that Shvuas Heses is a bona fide Shvuah, and therefore, you would have to hold a Sefer Torah. But again, this is one of the crucial Gemaras about holding a Sefer Torah, whether a Heses needs to take a Shvuah. Fine. And one more point, and then we continue, get into a little Agadita. One more point on the story. This was kind of a Agadita. It was a story, but it had halachic implications. So he held a Sefer Torah, and Rava says, what's our girsa? Swear that you paid up. And what does he do? V'ishtava depare komashi avale biyade. He swore that he paid. What's mechudish about that word? Depare? Is it called payment if the malvid doesn't know that he was paid? You gave him something, obviously. But did you pay him? Did you pay him back? So that is, again, a machlokas rishonim. The Rashba here changes the girsa. The Rashba says it can't mean that he swore that he paid, because he didn't pay. He gave him. He could say that everything that I owe him is in his hand, but he didn't pay him. Says the Rashba, Tamili, ak hechi matil shtabuye, dalak piron, yahavinhu. V'yishlomar de'ilo ishtava deparis el diyavis. He changes the girsa. No, he swore that he gave him. He did not swear that he paid. That's the Rashba. The Ritva here says, no, don't worry about the Girsa. The Ritva says, it's okay. Wrong one. Says the Ritva, it's okay that he doesn't know, as long as you gave it back, it's still called a Piron. Shamina Mehacha, from this Gemara. Demad Machayv Zuzal Lechavri, if Ruben Oshimon money. V'yavinu Liliyade, Obekise, Obershuse, V'bacham HaMishtamer. If I pay you back and I put it into a guarded place, that's good enough. Even if you don't know about, even though I didn't tell you until later, it is a good piron. Nesina shalom midas, havi nesina. Machlokas again between the Rashba and the Ritva, if I pay you back without your knowing, is it called a paying back? Or is it just called a giving? I gave you a present. Again, the Gemara discusses this at the end of Bava Kama. If I stole something and I pay, and you didn't even know about it, then I paid and I put it back, even without your knowledge. So again, that's a discussion there, but this is a machlokas we've shown him about Piraon versus the Sina. Okay, we continue. Yeah.
What did Delova accomplish?
Well, he was hopefully going to get his cane back. He was going to get his cane back if the Malva wouldn't have gotten so angry. Right? So the Lova, that's the... Oh, so I forgot to mention, you can get back to this, based on this Rashba Ritva, what about the Ben Yoyada Safek? If he had taken the cane and thrown it in the river, right, would he be Chai Repater? So again, according to the Ritva, so maybe he'd be Chai for the cane. Right? He gave it back to Shay Piron. The Rashba would say, what are you talking about? He gave him a present. A present, so it's his fault. Okay. Says the Gemara, V'yakadi lo'avid dibishtava, that's the nafshe. Again, our question. the yesod that we came up with on top of the Yambut is that a person, when they swear, does not swear based on their own language. They swear based on the accepted language amongst people. Is that really true? So again, we try to bring a raya against that. Vatanya, the Braisa says, V'chein matzinu b'Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu. Kishe hishbiya es Yisrael ba'arvos Moav. B'nei Yisrael took a shvua at Har Sinai, and they took a shvua at Arvos Moav. So when Moshe Rabbeinu made them swear at Arvos Moav after the 40 years, Amar Lahem, he said to them, Havi Yodim. Why do you make them swear again? Why do you make them swear again by Arvos Moav? What was the purpose? The Chassam Sofer says, maybe the first time was Ba'ones and this was Baratzon. Similar to what happened in Purim. First one was Kavalei Marka Gigas. So you had 40 years to think about it. So now see if you're going to take it Baratzon. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. So Amar Lahem, Rosh Rabbeinu says to them, Have a Yodim, you should know, Shalom Adaitachem Ani Emesh B'Yeschem, I'm not making you swear on your own da'as. Ela al daiti v'adas ha'makam, but only based on what I and what Hashem is thinking. Sh'ne'emar v'lo etchem levatchem. As it says, not only you. What does it mean, not only you? The Ron explains that the very next pasuk says, Esher sher yeshno po ayom, esher sher eineni po ayom. So this pasuk cannot mean those of you who are not here. V'lo etchem levatchem, not only you. So the Ron explains, the Gemara understands it to mean, not based on your das is this shvu occurring, but based on my das. That's what lo etchem levatchem is. So my amar lahu Moshe l'Yisrael. So what is Moshe Rabbeinu referring to by saying, you're swearing based on me, not based on you? So lav hachi kamar lahu, isn't he making them swear based on our issue? Dilma, so the Bach changes it, Dilma avartun, Dilma avrisun me, maybe you violated something, v'amritan al daitenu, and you'll say to yourself, but we're not making a false oath. Why? Mishem hachi amar lahu al daiti, that's what he says, al daiti. That's why he says, you have to go based on my language. Lafuke mai, what kind of language could Bnei Yisrael come up with to defend themselves? Lav lafuke, isn't it like the following case? The asiku shmal avodis kachadim eloka. They call their avodah zara God. They call their avodah zara God. So when they say, we listen to everything God said, told us to do, they're not lying. They're not lying. Just like the guy called ants Oli Mitzrayim. So they call avodah zara God. So what do you see from there? Again, that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying here specifically, don't swear based on what you're thinking. Mashma, in general, people do swear based on what they're thinking. Question mark. Right? So that's the question. Do we see people are swear based on what? Their own language. Yeah? So you're about to say the Gemara's answer. The Gemara says, lo. No, that can't be the case that Moshe Rabbeinu is talking about. Why? Because Avodah Zarah are called Eloka in the Torah. Avodas kachavim ikri aloka dechsev uvchal Elohei Mitzrayim v'chulu. Right, last week's parsha Esesh Shvatim. Right, and the gods of the Avodah Zarah are called Elohei. Yeah.
In the terrace of
Dibros. Right.
By
Elohim Achirim. Right.
Rashi says they're not really gods.
That's what they're Achirim. They're Achirim, right. to the ones who serve them.
Right.
Next week's parsha. Yisra. Right, so again, but again, all the Gemara we hear was interested in is that can't be what Moshe Rabbeinu was excluding, and therefore there's no raya against our Yisod. There is an interesting tosus in Shavuos, and Daf Chav Tes, where this Gemara also comes up. What's Moshe Rabbeinu doing? Make sure you swear truthfully to me. If people don't have Avodah Zarah, why would they care about swearing falsely? Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, if you didn't do Avodah Zarah, swear to me that you didn't do Avodah Zarah. What do you mean? What if they do Avodah Zarah, they're going to care? They're going to care about Shavuos Shav? Says Tosfos. Tosfos did not answer this. Ksas Kasha. Mahay Samo Elat HaShavua. Kamo Shahaya Yorei Sheyavda Avodas Kochavim. Kamo Chin Haya Lira Pen Yavra HaShavua. End quote. No answer. So the Marsha says, no, it's not just a Marsha over there in Shavuos. It wasn't Stam a Shavua. But this was a Shavua of Kabbalah HaTorah. That's what they were interested in. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't just saying, swear one Aveira versus another Aveira. You're right, they did that Aveira. But they wouldn't really be punished as seriously, they wouldn't be punished unless they were makabel the shvua. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing it. He knew that they might have done avodah zara, but this was the commitment shvua. It wasn't stam a shvua that was going to take place like any other shvua, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to do it. The near lokasha midi that shvua atzmi kabbalas haTorah v'ilav a shvua b'dibur ba'alma leka kibo v'lo hayu ne'enoshim v'miyavru aleha. It's not a kasha. Yeah, people, right. The Gemara says sometimes people who care more, well, Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah and Shvuah. I mean, Shvuah has to do with other people. What other people see?
No, they won't miss Zman Kriyashma, but they're not honest.
They won't miss Zman Kriyashma, but they're not honest. Okay, but here Avodah Zarah is also a Ben Adam Lamakom. Right, they're both kind of Ben Adam Lamakom. You're right. There are people that they say if Lo Sigzol was written in the little letters on the bottom of the Mishnah Berurah, Baal Nefesh Yachmir, so that everybody would pay their taxes, nobody would steal anything. You know, Baal Nefesh Yachmir. But again, because it's in that Saras Adibris, you know, okay, yeah.
Because Avodah Zarah is so fundamental
if they didn't believe it, that's Tosas. So you're strengthening Tosas' kasha. Yeah. They didn't believe, so why would they care about the nether? Again, unless they know that people don't want other people to think that they swore falsely. You know, perjury is worse than stam what you do in your own home. Okay, Vayter. Says the Gemara, so fine. So what was Moshe Rabbeinu? So now the Gemara is trying to figure out what could have been a way that Moshe Rabbeinu could have been mashpia them properly. What could have been a good lashon? So v'lishpa yasun de mekayem ten mitzvahs. Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu make them swear that they're going to do mitzvahs? So Masha mitzvahs amelach. No, they also could have said, mitzvos, the mitzvah of the king over there. That's what we did. Who says the Hashem? V'lishpa yasun de mekayem ten kol mitzvahs. You're mekayem all the mitzvahs. So Mashma, mitzvah sitzes. All mitzvahs? No, that's sitzes. All mitzvah might have just meant sitzes. The Gemara, because the Gemara says, shkula mitzvah sitzes k'negan kol mitzvah Shabbat Torah. No, mitzvahs is like all... Tzitzis is like all mitzvahs of the Torah. The Rosh quotes, if you look on the previous Amud, the bottom line, the Rosh quotes the Gematria. Tzitzis, right, Tzitzis is Gematria 600, right, Tzitzis Gematria 600, plus the 8 strings, plus the 5 knots, 613. Right, that Gematria is quoted in the Rosh, the last line of the previous Amud, right, Gematria of Tzitzis. Answer, Vasher Wise, if Tzitzis is so important, right, it's so important, it's like Kol HaTorah Kula. So why is it voluntary? Right? If you're wearing a Begad Adal Kanfis, so then you got to put on tzitzis. It's so, Shabbos, there are like 5 mitzvahs that are connected Kol HaTorah Kula. Shabbos, Mila, right? A few of them that are connected Kol HaTorah Kula. So tzitzis is the only one, though, that's quote-unquote voluntary. We put ourselves into the situation of being chayiv. We wear a Begad Adal Kanfis. But if it's such an important mitzvah, so why not Hashem say, do it? Wait, Dafka, this one is voluntary. So he has a couple of Minchas Asher in the Agada section of Bamidbar in the back. So he in the Minchas Asher. So he quotes. We mentioned this actually way back in Masechah Shabbos, way back in the Samachs of Masechah Shabbos, where the Gemara spoke about Kavla Da'avda. The Gemara there spoke about a signet that an Eved used to go out with on Shabbos. So in that context, we spoke about this. Says the Minchas Asher, he quotes that Tzitzis is our signet of Avdus. It's our chosim shel avdus. Quotes Gemara Menachas that says that. That the tzitzis reflect our kabbalas ol mitzvos, kabbalas ol malchus shamayim, uzachartem kol mitzvos Hashem, and ani yeshem lakechem shereseisi eschem. That's what we remember. Tzitzis dom liyam, dom lakisi akavid. Tzitzis symbolize our avdus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be his eved, capital H, beratzon. He doesn't want to force us to be his eved. That's the whole purpose of being an eved. Right? You have to want to be a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Eved. And he quotes the Mara, doesn't quote the Maral Diskin, but he quotes the question that we dealt with in the past, an Eved Nirtza, right? So he gets his ear pierced 6 years later. So one of the whys he got his ear pierced, so this guy who heard it, our Sinai, Avadai Heim, Velo Avadim, Avadim, Hashem says he's going to be my servant, not servants of servants. He went and made himself an Eved. So that's why he gets his ear pierced. So ask the Maral Diskin, so why did he wait 6 years? He sold himself as an Eved at the beginning. So why did he wait 6 years? So the Maral Diskin says, no, because earlier it might have been Ba'ones. He didn't have enough money, he has to do it. But now we see Ahavias Adoni, he likes being someone else's Eved. That's real Avdus. If you want to be somebody's Eved, so now we give him the punishment that you're not Hashem's Eved. So in a positive fashion, that sits us. We Dafka want to show Hashem that we want to be his Eved, not like that Eved Nirtza. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't mitzaveh the mitzvah of tzitzis dafka to leave it open that we could step in and become his avadim. Also wrote, just look at, again, not to mention now, again, the Beis Halevi on Parshas Mishpatim, Parshas Yisro, where he talks about Nasa v'Nishma, was all about becoming Avdei Hashem. Again, maybe we'll come back to that at the end if we have time. But anyway, that's the Minchas Asher, has 2 pieces in the back of Shlach on this line of Shkula Mitzvah Tzitzis, K'neged Kol Mitzvah Shebat Torah. Says the Gemara, continuing again, trying to figure out what Moshe Rabbeinu could have said. V'lashba yason, can you get more schar when it's cold? Get more schar when it's cold, outside and inside. Lishba yason de bekayemtin Torah. Says the why did he make them swear that they'll keep the Torah? They'll keep the Torah. I swear to me that you're going to keep the Torah. So why wouldn't that lashon work? So mashma Torah achas. No, keep the Torah. You might have meant that meant one Torah, either bechsav or balpe. You wouldn't have known it was both Torahs. So again, they could have gotten out of it. Volish b'yasod makayem tun Toros. What about Toros? No, they would have thought it meant mashma Toros mincha, Toros chatas, Toros asham, like the psukim say in Sefer Vayikra. Volish b'yasod makayem tun Toros umitzvos. Why do you say that all-inclusive lashon? So the Gemara says no. Toros mashma Toros hamincha mitzvas mashma mitzvas amelach. So again, each word they could have misinterpreted. Volish b'yasod makayem tun Torah kula. When I say that lashon, they mekayim Torah kula. So where I said no, Torah kula masha avodas gachavim. Again, they could have said, oh, that just means avodah zara. The Tanya, the Braisa says, chamura avodas gachavim. Avodah zara is chamur shekolo kofer baki lamoda but Torah kula. If you deny avodah zara, it's as if you're admitting to the authenticity of the Torah. And if you are over avodah zara, then you deny. Right? There is a halacha that if somebody is a mumar, right? Usually, if I reject one mitzvah, that does not make me. Give me the status of a non-Jew. If I reject shatnez, I don't believe in shatnez. I don't believe in shatnez. So I'm a mumer l'shatnez. I'm not allowed to test anybody's beged. If it's I can't be a shatnez man if I reject shatnez. But can I keep Shabbos? Am I trustworthy? Yeah, I'm trustworthy. I just I'm not trustworthy. But if you're a mumer for avodah zara or for Shabbos, you're a mumer l'chol tzar kula. Though maybe Yom Kippur too. But Shana Vodazara, because those are defining mitzvahs. So here too. So Valishba Yason de Mekayem to Navodas Kochavi Vetarakula. So why didn't he say this? I make you swear that you bring Mekayem Vodazara and Torah Kula. So you can't say Torah Kula means Vodazara. Inami or Sheish Meos Veshlosh Esrei Mitzvahs. Right? Swear that you're going to keep all 613. Somewhere says, okay, you're right. Moshe Rabbeinu could have said that. Ela Moshe Rabbeinu, Milzim Lashvicha Nachat. Moshe Rabbeinu said something, and he basically said, you know what I mean, guys. You know what I mean. You're right. Don't try to get out of it. But he could have said the more explicit lashon. He wanted to say something that was straightforward and not, even though it might have been able to be misinterpreted on purpose. But Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, had the approach of, you know what I mean. This is another place in Shas where it says 613. Excellent. So the Gemara at the end of Makkos has the drasha of Reb Simloi, where Reb Simloi says, how do you know there are 613 mitzvahs? Torah Tzivul Anu Moshe, Torah is Gematria 611. Moshe gave us 611, plus the two that we got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. Hashem and Anochi Hashem and Lo Yielecha. So 613. So this is the Ha'ara of the Ramban and Rav Yerucham Bishop Perlow. The first Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The first Hasaga that he has. Before he starts attacking the Rambam, on all of his own attacks on the Bahag, the first thing the Ramban says on the first page of Shorash Rishon, I have a suffix. Why does everybody agree that there are 613 mitzvahs? I don't know. He says there's one agata at the end of Makkos, and everything in Judaism has a machlokas. And for some reason, this has mazel. Everybody agrees there are 613 mitzvahs. Are there, he says, mashinistopically, abamishi adati shakom machzikim bokudavar pashin. Everybody holds that way, but it's amazing. He says, all the rishonim, all the gonim that wrote mitzvahs. Aniba aniyim kolzeh, ala bilibi suffik azua memra. I'm not sure. The Ramban does not have an explicit Gemara that says otherwise. But what he does have is 10 different places in Shas where there's a machlokas, whether something is a rishus or a chova. Smicha on an animal. Or other, there are four or five, there are a number of items that sometimes is a machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, is this a rishus, is this a chov, is it a mitzvah? So the Ramban says, what, you're going to tell me in all those places that whoever says rishus has to substitute some other mitzvah in? Make 613? He says it must be. It must be, if everybody agrees 613. But he says you get the impression from those gemaras that maybe there's a machlokas, but how many there are. But there is no explicit gemara that says otherwise. That's what he says. But then he says, fine, even if it is 613, I'm not sure if it's a halacha Moshe b'Sinai, or it's really just an asmachla based on that pasuk of Torah Tzivah Moshe. Again, I'm not sure, says the Ramban. He quotes about Kino Yes Ishto, he quotes all of the examples where it says that throughout Shas. And he tries to find some midrashim that say otherwise, but nowhere in Shas does it have any other examples. This is the Ramban, and the Rav Yerucham Bishop Perlow. It is Hakdama to his Rav Sadia Gaon. Again, we mentioned Rav Sadia Gaon Sefer HaMitzvahs could have taken up three pages. Three sides, and three pages. Rav Yerucham Bishop Perlow made it three books like this. three mammoth svarim where he talks about all of his Torah, Aseder Rav Sadia Gaon. So there also, he quotes this Ramban, and he says, it's amazing that this had mazel. Hadavar nira kemuzar ksas. It's so strange. Mashalom matzinu shum zeich leminyan taryag. What, you know, there is no mention of Taryag anywhere in Mishnayos, or Toseftas, or Sifras, or Sifris, or in all the Talmud Yerushalmi. He quotes, there is a remez to it. He could say that before computers. Nowhere in any of these Makoras that it mentions Taryag. But either way, there's this Ha'ara by the Rishonim, the great Rishonim and Achronim, that this had Mazel. Everybody agrees that there are Taryag. So we bend over backwards trying to figure out what's going to be put in, you know, for what's going to be substituted if you argue, something's a mitzvah, something's not a mitzvah. Yeah. But anyway, but here's another source, and it says 613. Yeah. Every time a person violates a lav, he violates a shua shav that he's going to keep. Okay, but you have it right. I mean, I would say a couple of shuas. The Gemara Nida says that whenever we're born, we swear that we're going to be a tzaddik and not a rasha. So we violate that shua. We're nishma mushba b'yom mi'ar Sinai. Violate that shua. That's why we can't take a shua against the mitzvah. Nechinami. So that's another, even a drabanan. Lo sasur. Throw that in too. Yeah.
When in Parshas Vayishlach, when Rashi says that in love on Garthi is Taryad.
Right, Rashi, in love and garti v'tayim mishra shamarti.
Is he quoting a medrash?
Says he quoting a medrash. I think he's quoting a medrash there. Yeah, so again, that's another one. It's another marker of tayim mishra shamarti. The problem there that the Rishonim ask, which we dealt with in the past, is that even if the avos kept kol ha'tora kula, but Yaakov married two sisters. What do you mean he kept his tayim mishra shamarti? He really kept that mitzvah. Really kept that mitzvah of tayim mishra shamarti. So, have to work it out. That's a tough one. That's a tough one to get out of. To say, even if you want to say that certain mitzvahs, they sub ruach kachem, they don't have to do, but unless you say he did the package. He did the package, even though some of the package he knew wasn't shayach to him. Okay. Vayter says the Gemara. Imlo ra'isi nachash goris beisabad. So remember yesterday's Mishnah. Neder habai, an exaggerated neder, which we say is meaningless, doesn't even need hatara. If a person says, oh, I make a neder that I saw a snake, Pashtus, even though we mentioned differently yesterday, but that was the maskan already, so now we're going to go back to the Havamina. The size of a board in the wine, in the press, in the olive press. I think I said yesterday wine press, I think this is olive press. Pesabad. So says, I saw a humongous snake. So Gemara says below, is that impossible? Why is that such an exaggeration? The Ahu Chivya Dahavi Bishnei Shver Malka. There was a snake in the times of Shver Malka. Romu Le Tlesar Arvasa Titivna. They threw to the snake 13 stablefuls of straw, ubala yason, and he swallowed them. See, he's huge. You see on the side, it says, Ayin Rashi and Shavuos. Rashi and Shavuos Chavtas explains that they had these humongous snakes, and how did they ever kill them? How do you kill a humongous snake? So he used to feed them a tremendous amount of straw and put coals inside the straw. So eventually, they ate enough of the straw, and the coals were inside, and they got burnt. That's why they would do this. So, but you see that they were huge snakes. So why is this an exaggerated neder? Amar Shmuel Bataruf, you're right, we're not talking about the size of the snake, we're talking about the tsura of the snake, that its back was a ridged snake, just like the ridges of the boards. The Gemara says, Kulunachshi Mitra Tarfi. Again, all snakes have ridged, grooved backs. So again, why is that an exaggerated shvua? Agabo Tarf Kamrinam. No, the snakes are ridged, but not on their back. Not on their back, and that's why it's a exaggerated shvua, or as the Ron said yesterday, a false shvua. Felicity tarif, so why doesn't it say tarif? Why didn't he just say that? So Miss Aga Baruch HaKamashvala, no, the Chiddush, the Mishnah is telling you a Chiddush, to Koros Beis Habad Gavu tarif, that the boards of the Beis Habad have ridged backs. That's the Chiddush. L'mainaf Gemino, why do we need to know that? L'mekach u'memkar, for sale purposes. Lomer L'cha, to teach me. Hamokar Koros Beis Habad L'chaveiro, if I made a deal that I'm going to sell you boards for a press, Igavru Tarif in Vilolo. If its back is ridged, then fine. If not, then it is not fine, and the sale is off. Period. Okay, so far in our perek. Remember, this perek is called Arba Nedarim. The four types of Nedarim that you don't even have to get out of, because they're considered shaky to begin with. We spoke about Nidrei Zeruzin, right? Just ones that your Mizari is to encourage yourself. Then we spoke about Nidrei Havai, that was on yesterday's daf, right? Exaggerated shvua. Now we're into Nidrei Shkagos, type number three. What's a Nidrei Shkagos? There's some shogig involved. What's the shvua? Neder imachalti. All fruit are usher to me if I had a hamburger yesterday. And I did, and I forgot. That's Nidrei Shkogin. V'im shasisi, if I drink, v'nizka sh'acha v'shasa, and then I remember that I ate or drank. Or the opposite. Shani ochel v'shani shoseh. All fruit is usher to me if I take a drink today. of Coke. And I drink, and I forget at that time. V'shachach v'achav v'shasa. So in all those cases, it's a neder shel called the neder shogegin. And obviously, you don't need hatara because you forgot. You forgot, and therefore it is automatically mutter. The Rush here says it's based on a drasha. Based on a drasha, about 15 lines into the Rush. The afida mishvuis to be eaten sheyehe adam b'shasha shvua chala alav ye zacher es hashvua. You have to remember the shvua. It's a special din, special drasha. When you violate your shvua, you only get the avera if you remember. And if you forget, it's considered a nidre shogekin. Part one. Part two. Amar, or this case, konam ishti nanis lisha ganves kisiv shehikses bini. My wife is usher to get hana for me because she stole my money. Or she hit my son. Did he say this beferish? It's machlokas rishonim whether this was actually said beferish or he made the ned there and he had this in mind. So machlokas rishonim. The Ritva here says he said it beferish. Others, Tosfos and the Ran also discussed this. Tosfos says, no, if it's beferish, of course. Of course, if you find out afterwards it didn't happen, then it's no good. Even if he didn't say it beferish. Okay, either way, it's machlokas rishonim whether it was said beferish. And it comes out afterwards that she didn't take the money and she didn't hit the son. So then, again, that's a neder shogegin and it does not even need hatara. I'm coming home from a long day, and all of a sudden I see people eating dates, eating figs from my field. Like, who are those guys eating figs on my field? Those are all usher to you as a karbon. I'm far away. I don't know who's eating stuff on my field. So I don't want them to. So I scream out at them, you're violating me'ilah. Give them food. They're all to you as a karbon. Not really me'ilah, but just calls them karbon. And he comes closer and he sees his father and his brothers. There are other people, but his family was eating there. So obviously he didn't want to have them in mind. So it's machlokas. The family members are mutter, because that was totally neder of tos. He didn't mean to asser it on his family members, and everybody else is asser. Ubeis Hillel omrim elu ve'elu mutar. Ubeis Hillel says, no, everybody's mutter. As we're going to see in the Gemara, why? Based on the principle of neder shehutar miksaso, hutar kulo. If you make a neder and part of it falls away, the whole thing falls away. Because we're omer your das, that it's a package deal, and if you put it into one lashon, so then it all falls away. How come when Rachel stole the shrafim, and Yaakov said, whoever did this is going to die, shouldn't have been a shogeg in a chinami, but what did Chazal learn from there? That a tzaddik has to watch his words. So even so, it's still, override. Right, it might override. That's a meta, that's a hashkafic, musser type of, it might be like also like, lo mafreya, like totally disappear. He still said it. So you're right, but that's hutar b'ksasa hutar kuva. The Sifse Chachabim also quotes this at the beginning of Eschanan, where Moshe Rabbeinu said, you have a chumash? I'm sorry. We have a Eschanan, Rashi says, Dvarim. Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu starts davening to Hashem, he wants to go into Eretz Yisrael, Eschanan. So why all of a sudden is he davening? Is he davening to go into Eretz Yisrael? So Rashi quotes, beginning of Eschanan, when it's cold in the room, it's hard to turn the pages. Okay, Eschanan says the Bo'esahi. Rashi says, La'acher shekavashti eretz Sichon va'og, after I conquered Sichon and Og, demaisi shemahutar, damisi shemahutar aneder. I thought maybe my neder is hutar of not going to get Eretz Yisrael. Why does he think that? So the Sifse Chachamim quotes, V'im tomar, right, why is this? No, neder shidim esad hutar kulo. Once he did part of it, he thought, oh, maybe the whole thing is gone. And therefore, he's able to go into Eretz Yisrael. That's the Sifse Chachamim there on that Rashi. Says the Gemara Tana, Kishem Shinidri Shkogos Mutar and Kashvua Shkogos Mutaros, just like a nether of Shogig is Mutter, so to a nether of Shvu is Mutter, a Shvua of Shkog is Mutter. Hey Chidami Shvua Shkogos, what's an example of a Shogig of a Shvua? Kagon Rav Kahana Varavasi. Like Rav Kahana and Ravasi. Hadin Amar Shvua Sadahaki Amarav. Hadin Amar Shvua Sadahaki Amarav. They both argue about what Rav said. I swear that Rav said this. I swear that Rav said that. Each one of them is swearing, that's a neder shogeg. Obviously one of them is wrong. One of them misunderstood. Still, that's an example of a shogeg, a shvuas shogeg. If you remember, we have this back in Ksubas. Ksubas Nunvav, Rashi there quoted, that it's bet we'd rather say there's a machlokas about an issue rather than a machlokas between two people about what somebody said. Because that really means somebody is telling the truth. You don't say elu ve'elu in this case. This is not an Elo ve'Elo case if they're arguing about what somebody said. That's a machlokas in Mitzius. You don't say Elo ve'Elo there. So Rashi, this last thing, it's here too. Even it's false. It's false. It's a shogeg. Still, it's considered a shogeg, and therefore you do not need any hatara. Interesting. The Ran here adds, what's the chiddush of this shvua shogeg more than we didn't know in the Mishnah? Because here you might have said it's not a shogeg, says the Ran. Because each of them, well, I think Rav Kahana sees that Rav Asi is arguing with him, saying just the opposite. So maybe you would think that Rav Kahana would say, maybe I should rethink this. Maybe I shouldn't be swearing that Rav said it, because my chavrusa here says he didn't say it. So you might have said that this isn't such a shogeg. Oh, you forgot something. Look, your friend's screaming at you that it's the opposite. No, that's the chiddush of the Gemara. It's still a shogeg, even though your friend is screaming at you that it is not true. That's the Ran here. The Nidre Zruzin, one of the Achronim, also says, what's the chiddush here? It's a shogeg, even though you're not allowed to forget any of your Torah, as it says in Perkei Avos. Right? Shokheach davar mimishas ochayim misa. We'll talk more about that from tomorrow, but just to note the Nidre Zruzin, and we'll spend 2 minutes on that first. Three more lines, just Tznan Hassam. Tznan Hassam, the four more lines, and then we finish the topic. Tznan Hassam, Ra'os in Ochlin. So again, he sees the people eating, and he makes the neder that, and then he ends up seeing some of it from his family's involved. Tznan Hassam, the Mishnah says later on, Poskin b'Shabbosos v'yamim tovim. We're poseach on Shabbos and Yontif. What does that mean? If a person makes a neder or a shvua that I'm not going to drink wine the whole year, then it's Shabbos. So you want to drink wine. So we use it as a Pesach. Did you know that your neder would include Shabbos? No? Okay, so we're moderate. They originally said that the rest of the nether stays intact, only Shabbos and Yontif are mutter. Until Rabbi Akiva came along and said, no, once part of it is matured, all of it is matured. And that's, so it's a similar, it's not exactly, but it's a similar idea that's quoted based on that Mishnah and based on this Mishnah. Achabar Rabbi Akiva, the Shabbos Yonah Balacha points out, you only find that Lashon Bar Rabbi Akiva. Achabar Rabbi Akiva. Like we had it by Es Hashem Al Kecha Tira. They couldn't darshan. What? He says Acha Drusha Benzoma. Acha Drusha Benzoma. Not Acha Bara. Acha Ba. Acha Ba. The Shem Zev Alecha, of course, the Yad Malachi, because Rabbi Akiva didn't learn for 40 years. Right? He didn't know Alevates. They were waiting for Rabbi Akiva. Acha Ba Rabbi Akiva. That's why that Lashon of Dafki is Rabbi Akiva. Because tomorrow we'll start off with a little bit about the Isra of Shichas HaTorah, and then we will continue. I'm not sure. If we don't have heat tomorrow, maybe we'll go next door. I don't know.